The problem with those old low-flow toilets is many of the companies didn't really redesign them. They just made the tank smaller. So they didn't do the job. Hugh McGuire has one in his home. He's had a bad experience with his.
Let me just say, I don't want to, you know, get into disgusting details here, but I probably had to flush my low-flow toilet 6 or 7 times. What is that saving you?
It doesn't save you much water that way.
It doesn't save you much water at all. Plus, it's just annoying, you know, and it's embarrassing because, you know, everybody's hearing you flush the toilet 6 or 7 times. You know, wonder what the heck's going on in there.
So we asked Matt Grokoff with Greenovation TV to set up a demonstration for us. Behind the Be Green retail store in Ann Arbor, Michigan, 3 different models of these new WaterSense low-flow toilets are set up on 5-gallon buckets so we can see what gets flushed and what comes out.
I always joke there was 3 things that set back the environmental movement. There was the original low-flow showerhead, the original low-flush toilet, and Jimmy Carter's sweater, because what that said to everybody was that you were going to pay more for it, it was going to be less comfortable, and you were going to have to sacrifice, and it wasn't going to perform as well. And with these new generations of redesigned toilets, you're getting a higher quality product than even an existing 1.6-gallon or 3-gallon per flush toilet.
Let's see it.
These toilets all have dual flush capabilities. A full flush is 1.28 gallons. A half flush, just 0.8. To prove how well they work, Matt's just using the 0.8-gallon flush. He's got tennis balls, potatoes, and little rubber duckies.
We got 3 duckies.
Well, that seemed to work. No duckies. What do you think of that, Hugh?
I felt sorry for that ducky, but it was a great demonstration.
And again, that was the half flush at 0.8 gallons, half of what the old low-flow standard was. Matt, up the ante from there.
Got 2 tennis balls and 2 potatoes. This is going to be the real challenge.
Then more potatoes. And more duckies. Matt's demonstration is hardly scientific, but of the 3 brands we tested, a Kohler, a Church, and a Caroma, it appeared to me the Caroma worked best, at flushing duckies and potatoes anyway. Rudy Wilfong is a dealer for Caroma. The toilet is made in Australia. He says Australia has had a 1 gallon per flush restriction for 30 years, so they've designed them to work.
And they don't plug. They flush better than 1.6 gallon toilets with half the water.
And compared to the old low-flow toilets, you can expect to save about 1,000 gallons per person per year. They do cost more, but the payback compared to a regular low-flow is about 2 to 2.5 years. If you've got one of those 3-gallon per flush models or even an old 6-gallon model, your payback will be a lot faster.
All right, Matt, I'm going to give you one more chance to impress me. What do you got here?
All right, so here we've got a full T-shirt. Very nice.
Hey, Matt, I had a black T-shirt. Did you see it anywhere?
Well, this is pretty impressive. Where can I get some more information about this?
Of course, you can go to greenovation.tv, and you can see a video and some photographs of some of these toilets.
All right, Matt Grokoff with greenovation.tv. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks, Lester.
For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.